Welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, supported by the TT Club, the leading provider of insurance and risk management services to the transport and logistics industry. Visit us at ttclub.com.
Hi there, and welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News for Monday the 15th of October 2007. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nick Savides.
Nick, what's happening this week? You were telling me on the way into the studio about Camilla Eidson.
Yes, Camilla Eidson has issued a press release last week. The company engaged two financial institutions to look at their ownership structure, to evaluate it.
To evaluate the ownership structure. So could that see them selling a chunk of the business?
That's what I think they'll do. I spoke to Axel Eidson, the CEO, who owns a majority of the shares, just over 50%, yesterday. And he was telling me, actually yesterday is Monday, they're completely open-minded about the evaluation. He says that they're just looking to see what they can do, but they are looking for a consolidation. And I suspect that that means that they're looking for another company in with which to have to operate with, you know.
Sure, to form some kind of joint venture or maybe a kind of purchase, perhaps.
Yes, or a purchase.
Because you're telling me the share price was quite a bit lower than the asset value?
Yes, the analyst was saying that the share price is around about 24, 25 Norwegian kroner. And, and indeed, I looked at the price at the close of play on Friday, and that is exactly where the price was. It had risen a little bit, about 10%, because of this announcement.
Sure, sure.
But the investment banks have evaluated the company's assets, and they are a large company, and they've grown very, very quickly, 123 ships that they control, 33 new buildings. And they say that the real value of the company is around 34, 35 kroner a share.
There is so a bit of a target potentially for a breakup themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Mainly because of the value of the new ships and the age profile of the fleet is quite young.
Good.
Whereas the age profile of the tanker fleet currently in operation is quite old.
So they're looking quite attractive. So if scrapping goes on.
Absolutely, they'll be even more attractive because there'll be less cut tonnage around.
They've and the older ships will be the ones to go, so their fleet will appear to be even younger.
Yes, it will increase the value. But Eidson himself told me that he thought that the chemical market was reasonably strong, that, you know, it was healthy, is what he said, and that the new regulations regarding vegetable oils, the IMO 2 ships, the double-hull tankers to move vegetable oils earlier this year, the full impact of that hasn't actually happened, and he thinks that that inevitably, in the end, make the market even healthier.
So that'll play into their strengths, he's thinking.
Yes. Sure. It'll make them more attractive for perhaps a merger of some sort or a cooperation with another company. Of course, they have to be careful because the EU regulations governing the operation of pools, tanker pools, is changing in the coming year.
It's October the 18th, 2008, is that
right? That's it,
yeah. And just remind us what happens then.
The regulation 405686 would be scrapped. That gave the shipping companies antitrust immunity, allowed them to pool ships and to set rates together. For the tanker operators, I mean, this was mainly container shipping lines to form conferences.
The cargo liners mainly.
Yes, yeah, but they formed conferences. But the tanker companies actually produced these kind of loose pools where they would put ships in and they'd be marketed by a unitary body, a single body. Yeah. That will be deemed illegal from October the 18th next year, and they will have to restructure some way or another. And one lawyer was telling me that one way they might do it is to incorporate the pools into companies.
So individual companies. So yes. How would that affect Eidson?
It might affect the new structure that he's looking at, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, so he will not be looking at a pool, he'll be looking at some form of merger or consolidation or complete sell-off.
So he'll be looking beyond the 18th of October next year?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Well, that's fascinating. Well, we'll watch this as it unveils.
Yes. Yes. Sure. He did also say to me that he thought the evaluation would happen within the next 2 months, and that there would be a new announcement at that point.
No, just in time for Christmas.
Exactly.
Just it's really nice, a nice present for somebody maybe, or a New Year surprise.
Yes.
So you were also telling me that the methanol business has perked up quite a bit globally.
My understanding is that Methanex in Chile have had severe problems getting gas out of Argentina for political reasons, my understanding. I'm not clear on exactly how, but that's meant that they've had trouble fulfilling some of their contracts. And in order to do that, they've been ordering methanol from hither and thither to be delivered. And we see a lot of it coming out of the Middle East. I think it was 75,000 tonnes the week before last and about 70,000 tonnes this week.
So respectable volumes.
Yes, yeah. And that's just the spot volumes. That's not...
Not the contract stuff.
Not the contract. And that's not fixtures, that's inquiries.
Inquiries. So it's not actually cargoes on ships yet. It's inquiries for those kinds of levels.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, well, that's good. So what's happening with the rest of the market? It's still pretty stagnant as we head towards Christmas?
It is pretty stagnant. I don't think it's perked up the way that people thought it would perk up after the EPCA yet. But there, you know, various brokers were saying to me, we see these green shoots of recovery, but I think they're fairly...
fairly optimistic?
Well, they're minimal shoots.
It is autumn.
It could be a bit of moss.
This will be the wrong time of year.
It's not really happening at the moment, or it wasn't last week. Whether it will perk up in the coming weeks, we have to see. it's not doing what it's meant to be doing. Basically,
no, it's bad news for them because they want the spot rates to be high to help with the contract negotiations.
Exactly, that's what we were saying last week. The contract negotiations are underway, and I think that they've got to get the spot rates out.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you.
You've been listening to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, sponsored by the TT Club. Innovating in insurance and risk management since 1968. Visit us at ttclub.com.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.